Blog Talk
Hello.
Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends. Get driven. Stay driven.
Is anybody out there? I repeat, is anybody out there? I'm your host, Tone the Chief Rocker, and this is 8 Flights Up. My bad, I know I'm late. Shout out to ever listening, even if it's just you. If it's just you, that's okay. You kicking in with me tonight. You chilling? Well, all right then. Yeah, yo. Check it out, man. I know I'm late, man. I had a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm just now learning this thing here. What up, Totally Driven Radio? Shout out to Bay and Nick, man. I know Bay probably just went to bed, man. You know, he on Philly time. Shout out to Philly and everybody out there. I'm sorry, I was supposed to be getting you your medicine. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But first of all, let me introduce you to my special guest returning back to the show. The Immaculate. Greatest mama in the world. Mama Rock is in the house.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, I love that you know, you got your Cleopatra Jones cap on.
Yeah.
Cleopatra Jones do-rag on. I'm sorry, I'm going to go back out there. I'm going to get your medicine. But besides that, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just trying to let my leg heal.
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
It's taking forever.
Right, yeah. For those who don't know, Mama Rocker, man, she
fractured
her knee.
Yeah.
It's like a mystery fraction, too. It's like, you know, we don't know how it happened. Is it a paranormal fracture? I mean, is ghosts running around fracturing people's bones now? What's going on?
I don't know. It is a mystery because at first it was sprained.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how I sprained it. And then when I was hopping on it, then I hopped in the shower. And you remember when
was you hip hopping?
I hopped in the shower, fell straight down.
Oh.
Yeah, I could not get up.
You fell. So wait a minute. But this, so basically, what you're telling me is that you fallen and you couldn't get up.
Yes, it's true. You know
that really happened.
That really happened.
And ain't that something? Because remember, I know you remember that commercial when that commercial. You was. I mean, we all was young when that came out.
Yeah.
That's a trip when that really happens to you. I dread the day where I'm going to be saying I'm falling and I can't get up. Now they didn't have like little stuff come along where you got life alert.
Yeah.
And there was a lady, she fell and she couldn't get up. And thank God she was wearing that medallion. I thought it was a funky pink medallion. But it was a funky piece medallion, life medallion. If you push the button, and it was right over there.
Yeah. Yeah, I need that. Apparently.
Wow.
Thank goodness DJ Coley Cole was here.
DJ Coley Cole, that's right.
Yeah, he was here, so he wanted to help me out of there, but I didn't think that he could hold me.
Oh, man.
So, you know, I'm kind of plump a little bit.
Oh, no. Let me tell you.
So.
Hey, you know, I've seen Cole been at the gym, and he's lifted 500 pounds of.
But I don't weigh no 500. I'm not like
the 600. You don't weigh
no 500.
No, I don't weigh no 400.
No, no, no.
That's all right.
But
you know, hey, it just happened. Something happened, you know. But you're getting better, though. The doctor said that your leg was getting better. You just got to stay on the good foot.
Yeah.
James Brown. What else is going on? I like it. Like I said, I called it your Cleopatra Jones do that. It looked like what Nina Simone got on and her little movie getting ready to come.
Oh, I love that documentary, Nina Simone.
Yeah.
But they got it wrong on the casting for the movie.
Oh.
Because, you know, it was Zoe Saldana. You know, she's a fair-complected Latino black person.
Black lady, exactly. I'm glad you said that.
What?
I'm glad you asked. I'm sick of all these people calling out here from, no, she's been Latino.
You know what
she's like, but they're acting like black people and no black Latino people, man.
I heard she was Dominican and
black.
Puerto Rican.
That's black. Dominican is another, I think Dominican is Spanish for black. That's what I think. what I believe.
Well, all I know is that she don't look nothing like Nina Simone, and Nina Simone's estate, they upset about it.
Right.
They're
Dominican just means you're black and you got good hair. But I feel like I understand why they would be mad.
You know what? It's too many African American or black actresses in Hollywood that could have played that role.
Really don't.
Shoot, I could have played that role.
I know. But it's way more believable. Like I said, hey, if you don't believe us, go on YouTube and watch this preview. It's hard to watch because, like I was telling you, man, if the whole black, you know, the whole black actors and whatever, I don't want to see this movie because she just looks terrible.
Yeah, they have that dark makeup on.
It looks like she has Nutella all over her body. That's what they use. They put Nutella and left it on there and let it freeze and let it just be on her face. That, like I said, skip the whole casting.
Yeah,
it just looks terrible.
Yeah.
That's like you said, a lot of people, I got like my chin straps cracking now, you know what I'm saying? I've been, somebody even called me out of age. Well, that's like what's up there. Well, what if I sat up there and put a whole bunch of, I don't know, what, mayonnaise on my face and said I was Abraham Lincoln? Are y'all going to go for that?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how we feel about Zoe Saldana, who is a good actress.
Y'all hear that?
DJ Cody Cole, available for booking. It's spring break now. Shout out to all my spring breakers out there right now. If you need a party, you need something that's going down right now. Your birthday coming up, all of that coming up. Your quinceañera coming up. Your bar mitzvah is coming up. Hit up DJ Cody Cole right now. Hey, man. Oh, you in another state? You thought just because we was over here and on planet Inglewood that we was coming to you? You got to be tripping. Hit up DJ Cody Cole right now, man. He'll fly right over to you. Find that client.
Find me on Instagram and Snapchat. Cody Cole 98 or 89. You use both of those.
Okay. Did you get that? Did you get that? What's up, y'all? How y'all feeling, man?
Hey, man, in the dungeon.
Over here in the dungeon. Now, man, what you over here watching, man? Off this, what, ridiculousness?
Jackass ridiculousness?
It seems like, yeah, Jackass just turned into ridiculousness. It's like those type of shows is running stuff now. It's either those type of shows where it's a bunch of clips of stuff that I can watch myself on YouTube. Okay? Right? It's amazing. Exactly. It's America's funniest home video, right? Man. Is that show still come on? America's funniest home video?
Oh,
I tell you what. But that's a good long movie. I don't mind those long Batman Superman movies. Of course a Batman Superman movie should be long. You know, but, you know, I got to have a long movie like that. I could watch, what else is long? All them gangster movies. Like Goodfellas and Casino. I could watch those all day, man. Those are long movies. But if you try to put on, like, the Titanic, I'm going to fall asleep. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real, man. You're not going to believe it. Now, DJ Coley Cole, you know. But maybe my one listener might not believe this. I actually, you know what else? First of all, I want to start off by saying this. But you know what? Skip that. I'm sorry, y'all. I got ADD. I be skipping subject to subject. Check this out. I actually fell asleep on the Avengers. I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me. I eight flight subject. Cloud nine, I guess. I was counting cheap. I guess, you know, I don't know why. You know what else I'm going to sleep on? The last Fast and Furious movie. And I cannot watch that movie. Every time I try to watch it on HBO, I fall asleep.
Shout out to Paul Walker.
Now, Paul Walker, you know, he in a better place. Much better place. Do you think that they're going to try to replace his character?
I'm not going to do that.
I mean, they've got to have somebody. This is what I think. If they were going to do that, why not get Ice Cube up in there, man? What you think of that, man? Could you imagine that? I can see the commercial already. All the cars, like, they pull up at this one, like, you know, stop line, right? All of, and they all got tinted windows. And everybody, they roll their windows and they see Vin Diesel. Other girl rolls up, it's Michelle Rodriguez. Other one rolls down, it's Tyrese. Other one rolls down, it's Ludacris. On the other side, whoever the hell else is on the movie. Hold on. Ooh, that'd be fine. You said Jet Li? But he can't drive. Can he drive? Is he going to be in it like that, or is he going to be in it like how Tony Jaa was in? That's how it's going.
I assume he can drive.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't let me finish. Everybody rolls their window down, and then the last window where Paul is supposed to be, then he's like, you'd be like, who's that? Right? And then the window rolls down, and he in the W, he's just throwing up the W, and he's like, yeah. Y'all ready to race? Y'all ready to go? Yeah. And they just start driving real fast. And then Kevin Hart, he make a cameo. You know what I'm saying? How come they always putting Kevin Hart on everything? You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of those fake posters that you see on Facebook of them talking about the Last Friday movie. And now they be having like DC Young Fly and Ice Cube son on there. And they don't have a picture of... They'll have a picture of Cat Williams on there, and it'd be from his Prince Particles picture, right? They just make the doctor be photo, but they have Chris Tucker from his new Netflix special, right? And then they have, and then for some reason, they always have Kevin Hart on there. Kevin Hart is going to be on that Last Friday, and it'd be a picture of him from his house husband TV show. I'm sick of that, man. I believe that. They don't even put the regular people on there. They just put all the people that they want on the movie, right? And now that O.J. Jr. is hot, they got him on there. What about Pop? What about John Witherspoon? They don't show him on there. They don't have him on there. He's doctored up, what's the call it? DJ Coley Cole is in the house. DJ Coley Cole. That's right, y'all. No matter where you at, hit him up, man. Like I said, he's definitely available for booking. Tell him one more time.
Find me on Instagram, CodyCo89. Snapchat, CodyCo98.
That's right. Hey, man, how can they hear some of your stuff right there? You got to be mixed or SoundCloud or how can they hear some of your music, man?
Your home SoundCloud, DJ CodyCo, you already know the name. Said it a million times.
DJ Holy Cole SoundCloud. Go on it right now. Listen to a mix. Why you go through your night or day? You ain't doing nothing.
Okay. Man, you can take this mix and bring it to the club, but you go up to the DJ and be like, yo, man, if the DJ's back, and just be like, hey, man, can you pop this in real quick?
Play that in the Uber.
Right? Play that in the Uber. Juice Money, man. What's cracking with the Uber, man?
Yeah, man, trying to make that GLE.
I know, man. That's living better than a lot of rappers right now, man.
Really,
y'all? I need to get up on my Uber, and man, I almost got out of Uber probably like, what, 2 or 3 years ago? I had to, they had sent me a phone and everything. It was right when I was getting ready to do it, Mama Rocker shut me down because I was going to use her van. She was like, I don't know if I want to use that. I'm not sure. You know, but, hey, don't be surprised when Bone T Rocker, the one hit wonder, pull up on you talking about. I'm outside. Would you like some water? I've had all kind of snacks and water and stuff like that up in my. I might be filming or recording one of these 8 white episodes up in my corner, man. Yo, we over here chilling. DJ Poli Cole, we up here in the sunset. I got to come up with a better name for this. But what do you call this? What do you call this, DJ Poli Cole? Where we at right now? Oh, he over here on the ones and twos. He's speaking with the ones and twos right now. A man is at work. Man, he got all the video games up in here, man. We got the NBA 2K16. Hey, yo, shout out to Taylor Williamson, comedian Taylor Williamson, and the Chris Seth brothers. Them was my dogs, man. They did the show with me. As a matter of fact, Taylor was the runner-up for the American Got Talent show that we did for season 8. Well, anyway, I ran into them because they was doing the tour. Taylor Williamson and the Chris Seth brothers. I see them when they did their show out here. They sat up there and they had the PlayStation on their tour bus, the PlayStation 4, and they had asked me, hey, man, do you got that? They asked me, Taylor asked me, hey, man, have you played that new 2K16? I'm like, hey, I mean, I know it's 2K16. It's just that I'm like, first of all, I suck at that game. I don't even like playing because DJ Coley Cole is like, I mean, I got to a point where I was playing DJ Coley Cole so much on the game where I was like, okay, if this nigga beats me one more time, I'm kicking him in the chest. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to kick him in the chest. You know what I'm saying? Give him asthma and all that with that swift kick to the chest and all that. Well, anyway, I thought that's what Taylor was talking about. I'm like, Taylor, the comedian, the conceptor. I'm like, dang, even they on the NBA 2K? Even they on the 2K16? I'm like, man, yo, I'm not too good at the game, but that's what I was playing. I'm like, you know, I got like, you know, post-traumatic syndrome when it comes to 2K. I'm like, yo, man, I'm good. They break out the box. It was WWE 2K16.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh! That's what she was talking about.
Man.
How is it? I know we got to get that. I think that might be the closest I might get to WWF Warzone. Games like that. It's got exactly. Who they got in there? Right? Everybody realized, right? And that's all that matters, right? So he must be talking about the Attitude Era. We're talking Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, they got the cover there up in there.
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. For my one listener, or two listeners now that they listen, you just said that they got the Terminator up in there?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Man, well, they got the Terminator. They got Jake the Snake Roberts. The whole Attitude Era, man. That was one of the best. That's one of the best eras of wrestling, man. Wrestling ain't been the same, man. The Attitude Era shaped everything that's going on, probably, like, right now. Like, you know, shout out to Lucha Libre. I like that show. Lucha Libre. They got this new show, Robert Rodriguez. Robert Rodriguez is, for those who don't know, he worked with Quentin Tarantino a lot. He did Dust Till Dawn. He did Sin City, especially the last Sin City, Game to Kill. He did that. He did Once Upon a Time in Mexico, all types of stuff like that. Well, anyway, now he has a wrestling organization called Lucha Libre, right? With the mask, right? And you would think, oh, okay, it's just Lucha Libre, and you just don't see Spanish wrestling. Which is dope. I just love that. I didn't know what they were saying, but, you know, I love it anyway. It's not like that. They don't just be speaking Spanish. They be speaking English. And they don't just have Spanish chats on there. It be black dudes with masks on sometimes. I seen one dude. He was, they said, from South Central LA. Dude had an afro, like a little natural. It wasn't even a big, it was a little natural. Came out there with an afro pink smoke and beard and all of that, right? But anyway, I said he was fighting. They was fighting. He was fighting his opponent. They fight. Somebody throws, in the middle of the fight, somebody throws him like a cooler. Hits his opponent with the cooler. A whole bunch of beers fall out, right? The whole crowd's going crazy. The dude's looking like, okay, well, all right, what's that? Okay. He picks up the beer. His opponent is all groggy, right? Like, so the dude from South Central picks up the beer, clashes them together, the whole crowd goes crazy. He clashes the beers together and hits the dude with a stone cold stunner. Everybody went crazy, dude. I've heard even The Rock has tweeted about this new show right here, man. I feel like they when it comes to wrestling and the entertainment factor, they got it, man. They're the closest to the Attitude Era, ECW, and all of that, man. You know, big ups to them, man. Yo, man, going back to me falling asleep on the Avengers, I know what I'm not going to fall asleep on, that new Captain America. Okay, now what you think? What you think going to be a better movie? This Batman Superman. No, I'm saying it.
Because let you not remember, both of those movies were supposed to come out on the same day.
Oh, really?
They were supposed to come out. They were supposed to both of them come out on the same day. And they were supposed to make fans two movies. They were supposed to
come. Wow.
Yeah,
me too. Man. Well, man, I'm a big Batman. Look, this is the thing. When I first heard of the two Batman, I was like, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a big fan of the last two. I'm a big fan. And I feel like it's a hard act to follow. And when I heard Ben Affleck was the one playing Batman, I really wasn't feeling it. You feel me? So I was talking smack about it. And then when I first saw a preview a while ago, I was like, oh, okay. I still think it might be stupid. But it's funny that now it comes out on Friday. Thursday, now I can't wait. But I still think this new Captain America, okay? Civil War, I believe that's going to be a better movie. I believe that's going to be a better movie, man. Because the storyline itself, you put me up on game with that DJ Cody Cole. I didn't even know about that. When you told me about it, I did my research about it. That's a cool storyline. The Captain of the Civil War.
Oh.
And I heard that's what that game that you used to have, Marvel Alliance, Part 2, it was going off the Civil War storyline, some of the Civil War storylines. Well, I didn't know that. I think that's a cold storyline, first of all, and plus, it's got me locked on because I didn't even like Captain America. I never liked Captain America. I never even just liked Iron Man. But they've done such a good job of these past movies and casting the right people. Robert Downey Jr. was pretty much made me like Iron Man. Our pops used to love Iron Man. Other people I've never really understood why. But when I see those
moves,
I understand. But
Batman is mad because his sidekick is down. And you can assume
Superman tearing up the city. And he over there, so he... No, because in the Man of Steel, how he was fucking homeboy. He was fighting General Zod.
It's crazy like how this looks like the Batman movie. Captain America, the villain is Iron Man. You know, I thought he was cool.
No, he ain't. No, Superman ain't the villain. But he is, but he is like a darker Superman and stuff. That's what they're trying to say. It might be like this thing called Red Kryptonite that be making them change the votes and stuff. But then with the same thing, though, that's why I'm
saying that he's a Superman,
James
Superman,
Super
Plus, right?
Super
Plus.
And then now, that's why
I'm saying somebody's flying around on you.
Where you from, boy?
That's why they saw. That's why they saw like now with all these new movies, with these superhero movies. Now, like you see the city all getting torn up and stuff, and it's like you wondering like what the heck is happening after that? Like are they getting mad about it? With this one, and with Batman and Super War, you see on the screen how they get mad at Captain America because they don't touch him no more because looking at all the aftermath from all the other movies and stuff. Like, Russia's getting torn up. New York is getting torn up. So it's like, it's a big dog fault y'all doing.
Why are they mad at Captain America? I was wondering that too. Why are they mad at Captain America?
They're mad because they feel like they can't trust him. Because also, he's trying to get back with that his homeboy, Winter Soldier. And Winter Soldier was killing everybody. And also, and all the aftermath of all the other stuff. And Iron Man, I'm saying, like, yeah, we do need to steal. We need a reality check. Captain America don't want to do that. But that's why they're feuding to get each other. But they not, but like it called Civil War. They needed the title. If they was going to do the actual Civil War, do you know how long that movie would have to be? You don't understand how many
you was there. I was watching the preview one. We was all the way back. I was tripping on the freeway. No, you saw it. You know, Captain America. Who else? Iron Man, main villain.
Main villain.
War Machine, Black Panther, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Ant-Man, and then you're going to put Spider-Man in it also? Like I said, this is a Captain America movie, but that's better than the Avengers movie.
Again, because they like, if they were going to do like the story of Civil War, then you have a lot of people being just kids being sad. Because Captain America
gets
shot in the actual comic book
today. Ain't that something? Captain America has fought Iron Man in his iron suit, fought the Hulk, beat up Thor, beat up all everybody, and then what took him out? 9 millimeters. Wow!
He got fascinated. He knew that was that he beat up in the elevator, the Winter Soldier. He killed him.
Word.
Yeah, he did Martin Luther King assassination on him. He killed him.
Wow.
But the thing is, though, I was thinking about it. They going to start doing superhero movies. I was looking at all these. There's a lot of comic books that's real dark.
They are.
They got one comic book that's like a wooden sword called Deadpool kills the whole Marvel universe. I was watching. Wow. You can watch it on YouTube. I was watching like the they do the bullshit comic book where you can just watch the comic book. I mean, Deadpool, he's doing people dirty. He goes, somebody got to his head. He's already crazy no more.
Yeah.
How he doing the 4-1 stuff. He goes to New York, goes to Spider-Man. Well, no, Spider-Man does this thing. He swings him into the car, almost breaks every bone in Deadpool's body. He got that hit in the back.
Yeah.
That's why they say Deadpool is the one toughest one, because he's car crap. He can't die. So he goes up to the fireman. The fireman would go up to him and say, what is wrong with you coming over to my city doing all that?
Okay, bro, what's wrong with you, nigga? You coming over here, nigga?
Yeah, because Spider-Man will tell him, you know, you said, you got breaking the four walls for me. You did all that. All that stuff, why am I going to run with him out? Spider-Man in here blows the brains out in front of everyone. The thing is
over here all morning, though, because ain't that something? I heard Captain America, they all, everybody was in, like, the Iron Man and Captain America, they all were.
Shout out to PC Butter.
PJ Butler's on the radio, and he's sitting up there, and he sounds like he's crying. Okay? Imagine you being in fifth grade, the hottest rapper alive, that you thought was a superhero because he got shot again. And then that song, if you get in the car, and that's what you hear on your popular radio station right now, is that Tupac, I'm sorry, but Tupac, like for those just tuning in, Tupac just passed away. Do you know what that was like to a fifth grader? To like a fifth grader, hip-hop, that's one of the first years that you really into music. You know what I'm saying? That's like Tupac right now. That's like Drake right now. In Future, dying right now. Okay? Imagine if Drake side up there and dies on the first week of school. What y'all gonna be talking about? Well, Pac died for us on the West Coast, right? He died out here. When he died, the whole West, everybody, not just the West Coast, I know everybody was shook. I know Philly, I know you was shook Chicago, I know you was shook Detroit, I know you was shook. I know everybody was shook. But out here on the West, man, you could go to any hood, man. It seemed like a piece of everybody for that one day. Everybody was on the same page, man. Everybody was on the same page. Couldn't none of us believe it. Oh, you think it stops there? You think it stops there? We just lost Pac, right? Same school year, okay? Fifth grade. Same school year, 96, 97. Same school year, months later, in March, we lose big. Same school year, same fifth grade school year. Again, I say, imagine Drake or Kendrick Lamar dying right now. Both of them in the same school year. Imagine. That's what happened with us. We lost Pac, and then months later we lost Big on the same school year, man. Did you know? That's why I say 96 and 97. Those years for hip-hop? Thank God for, like, YouTube, because you can just go and try to relive the moments that I'm talking to you about so you can at least get the thumb of the feeling. But that was a weird time, y'all. But you got to give it up to everybody who put the whole hip-hop East Coast and West Coast on their back at a time where it seemed like hip-hop was like, what's going on out here? You got to remember, right after we lose Pac, who came out for the West Coast and put it on their back while we were breathing? I tell you who. Ice Cube. Mac 10. And LC. 2 months after we lost Pac, this phone comes out. Okay? Big up to the West Side Connection, man. Right? As far as the East Coast, who put it on their back? Everybody. We lost Big. Huff did what he had to do. Okay? But the words did when he said that it was beautiful how everybody came together for that, man. Well, yo, man. With that being said, that's what I'm saying, man. They're going to have to do this movie good, man. Why can't we do it? Because the Biggie movie, I pretty much gave it a pass, man. What you think of the Biggie movie? What y'all think of that, man? Did you see the movie? I think I liked it just because it was about Big. You feel me? You know, as far as the whole story and everything, I'm like, I just hope they're going to have to do this taco right. You know, hopefully we get like, because Straight Outta Compton, that was actually that was a surprise to me. Because I remember when I first heard about that and I seen the cast, I was feeling it. I was like, that ain't no Eazy-E.
Yeah.
That ain't no Dr. Dre. That's definitely, who is that supposed to be? Oh, that's MC Ren? That ain't no MC Ren. I thought Ice Cube, even though that was Ice Cube's son, he looked Puerto Rican to me. I was like, he looked like Ice Cube Bottle or something. You know what I'm saying? But with that being said, the movie was incredible. So we're going to need another one of those boxes. Now that we did a good job for this NWA to turn out of country.
Hold on.
He's about to do it.
Hold on.
and a bunch of bread, right? You don't even need no soda. Just get some water to go to wash it all down with, and you'll be straight. Y'all feel me? Man. Yo. There we go. There we go. Found it. I'm going to blaze this back up. There we go. See what's good. Bear with me. Bear with me. Bear with me. Shout out to the whole Totally Driven family, man. Hopefully I can have one of y'all on the show, man. Hey, hit me up, man. I gave y'all the number. Only thing is, if you was to hit me up, I really wouldn't be able to hear you. But yeah, I guess I'm not nowhere near my main laptop or where I take the call or the soundboard. But, you know, maybe I'll catch you next time. Till then, so I just got in my spaceship just now. Speaking of the spaceship, man, I'm kind of depressed right now, man. Keep it real. Why? Because I'm sitting up there on my way to work this morning, right? On my way to work, I sit up there and I get in a small little collision. I kind of crash into the person right in front of me. Now, I'm going to keep it real. I was smoking a bowl in my car, right? Now, when I did that, like, hopefully nobody's listening. I should like that one. Okay, cool. Let's like that one up there. Well, anyway, I sit up there and I run into a person. I hurry up and I put my bowl up. Put my weed away real fast, right? The dude that I run into, he gets out the car talking about it was her fault. I guess he ran into somebody in front of him, which made me run into him, right? He says, I'm going to chase her down because the girl, she sped off. He's like, yo, man, come with me, man. We're going to chase her down. I'm all like, I'm shook up myself like, fuck, man, you know, I just crashed and shit and damn, you know. And he's all telling me to let's go chase this bitch down. And I'm like, damn, no, I don't want to do that. Well, anyway, he gets the girl's number, I mean, well, her license plate number, and then he comes back talking about, yeah, man, it was a bad little chick that was up in the car, too, man. And she just sped up. She thought it was funny and everything, right? Well, anyway, damn, man, as long as he's not talking about, like, it was my fault. Because, you know, when you hit somebody from behind, they automatically be talking about your fault.
That's right. What he said.
Right? Well, anyway, he didn't say that, man. He was like, man, you know, everybody saw it, man. You know, everybody saw her. He said that she hit she stopped at a green light. I'm all like, damn, all I know is I'm just glad this nigga didn't see me over here with this weed. You know, saying that, oh, I hit him, right? Anyway, my hood is kind of jacked up on my spaceship and gotta go to the collision place tomorrow, but it's gonna be all good, though, man. Juice Money.
Girl, what's going on with this? Yeah, don't worry.
Don't really hit? Yeah, man. That's the thing about those pre-rolls. Is it hitting now?
Well,
here's a little something. Let me see what's going on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we're going to break that up. Put that in front of me. That's the thing I don't like about these pre-rolls, man. You know, they give you pre-rolls and make you think, oh, yeah, man, they just gave me a free joint. Out here, we got a lot of dispensaries out here in L.A., so, you know, when we go to a shop, you know, because we really don't have useful weed men out here in L.A. If you in L.A. and you still got to go through a weed man and you live out here, you should be ashamed of yourself. You mean, hold out your hand so I can slap. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs a cannabis card out here. But, you know, now you can go and just pay, like, you know, it depending on what kind of weed you like to smoke, you know, you can get some shit for, like, $5 now. You know what I'm saying? And it'll be like a whole two joints or something. Well, anyway, I like to get the shake. I love the shake. Why? Because I just shake that shit in my joint, right? Well, anyway, when you get the shake, they like to give you, like, these pre-rolls.
Only thing is, these pre-rolls fucking suck.
Yeah, man. Well,
don't even hit. Put that shit out, man. Put that shit out.
It is a brunch menu.
Brunch menu.
Chicken, sausage, and cheddar grits.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it real, though.
Bacon, blistered tomatoes, grilled corn, smoky greens.
Hold on. Say that one more time for my listener. My one listener.
Chicken, sausage, and cheddar grits.
Chicken, sausage, and cheddar grits. If I could eat cheese, dog, oh, my goodness.
Stuffed French toast of the day.
But I can't eat cheese.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I got to get the
regular grits.
Yeah, just give me some of the chicken sausage and them regular grits. Now, are you team sugar or team salt pepper on the grits?
Now, I just tried for the first time shrimp and grits.
How is that? It sounds like heck.
Actually, it's amazing. My homegirl put me up on game on that. It goes together, but you have to add the pepper and the... I didn't think it was going to work, but it actually, all the flavors go perfect, man.
Word.
Yeah.
Crack this bottle open real quick.
As far as regular, man, I'm all about the sugar and the little bit of milk, you know what I mean, a little bit of butter.
A little bit of milk? Thought of that. Well, I can't drink milk, but have you ever put jelly in them?
Nah.
That's some project shit right there. My uncle used to do that. My mama used to do that. I used to do that. This is what I do. I do a little bit of everything. This is what I do. I put a little bit of sugar.
Okay.
I put a little bit of pepper. A little
sugar,
bit of sugar.
Pepper.
A little bit of butter. And maybe a dab of jelly if I want to.
What
about Ashley? Ashley, up in the spaceship, bro. I was telling my listener about my ride. Man, what you think? What you think of the spaceship, man? You think I'm all right, man? Like,
man, the spaceship got a minor... bruise.
You know, it was hurting my feelings earlier today, though, man. You should have seen my face. Tony Chief Rocker was sad, bro.
Could have been worse. You could have lost a radiator. You could have lost a tire. You could have lost a life.
Yeah.
We're still here. We still pushing. Everybody's still pushing. You know?
I dig. But, yo, man, hopefully if you listen. Roll you up something, man. Pack you a bowl, man. You chilling. Totally driven style, man. What else is cracking, man? Where the hoes at, nigga? Yo, where the hoes at?
Man, I'm trying to get down to San Diego. Me?
Oh, bro.
Somewhere about a beach down that way. I'm trying to be down in L.A. Not tired, but just, we've seen everything almost.
Yeah, but L.A.'s pretty big, man. When you think you've seen it all... it'd be something else.
Yeah.
Right? That's how the West Coast is, man. Yo, man, shout out to wherever you are. Once again, shout out to Las Vegas. Shout out to, what's her name? Bridget?
Bridget. Oh, she was cool. Yeah, the bartender. Shout out to the bartender.
That's right. Yeah.
Nah, she's probably listening. She's probably.
She be checking out A-Fight stuff, man. She be checking it out on the other. That's what I said, man. It don't stop right here on Totally Driven, man. If you think Totally Driven is an extra, you know, like, Totally Driven is the cherry on the top, you know. Totally Driven is the cheese on the burger, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Totally Driven once again, man. But like I said, it don't stop right here, man. You can catch me on, like I said, I be trying to post them up on Facebook every day, or catch me on the SoundCloud. A-Flight Sub in effect, man, especially with the after-hours show, man. I'm going to try to post one up today, do it tonight. But yo, man, we over here. It's the after hours right now. If anything, right? What you over there, man? I see you over there, hotline blinging.
Oh, man, I like blinging. I don't know what to call it.
What's cracking on the POF, man?
I gave up on that shit.
Yeah. Man,
the POF. Plenty of fat freaks. That should be
P-double-F. Right.
Man,
I'm down with the fat freaks.
But I'm talking about freaks, like weirdos. And everybody's a weirdo.
Fat freaks, what up?
Shout out to the fat.
Hit us up at 718-8, oh, shit, I don't remember, man, but fuck, man.
Hit us up at 718
508-9883. Shout out to New York. You already know the area code. That's NY for you.
718-202.
New York.
303. 202.
When are you gonna go on another tour, man?
I need to be a two hit wonder, man. I need to go over. I'm gonna take Shake a Dad up there, man. The thing is, that was my plan, man. You know that was my plan.
What's going on,
man? I was gonna go and I was gonna take Shake a Dad, right? I'm gonna keep it all the way. Check this out. I'm gonna keep it 100 million. Okay. I'm chilling with my special guest Juice Money, and I'm chilling with you. So I'm totally driven. So I'm gonna give you the whole rundown, man. Check this out. Well, anyway, you know, like I said, did the tour, did the American Got Talent, did that shit, right? Anyway, fast forward, a whole other year goes by, a whole other season goes by, right? Last year, they on the 10th season. They hit me up out of nowhere. By this time, I'm a regular black man. Tony Chief Rock is just another regular black man working at Lackman Museum, getting paid $11 an hour, right? When America's Got Talent hits me up and says, hey, can you come? Can we do a skit on you or some shit, whatever? Then we're going to film it out here in L.A., right? So I'm all like, hell yeah, Tony Chief Rock is down. Tony Chief Rock is DJ Cody Kobe down, right? But then I already have Shake a Dad ready. You feel me? Well, kind of, sort of, right? They say, they said, all right, cool. I don't hear from them forever, right? All of a sudden, I ended up getting sick. I ended up having several blood clots in my lung out of nowhere, right? Taking me out of work. I ended up having to be in a hospital for like a week. And before that, they thought I had pneumonia, right? And right before when I had pneumonia, they called me. The record got to call and they said, hey, we had to change something, man. And unfortunately, we can't do it out there. We're going to have to fly you out here to New York to do the shit. I'm all like, okay, all right, cool. Right, I tell Coley Cole, and it's like, all right, cool. Like I said, by then, you know, they think I got pneumonia, but then they find out I have the blood clot. I had a blood clot. I'm in the hospital for I don't know how long. Like I said, almost about a week, right? I get out, they tell me not to go to work and all this, then the show finally hits me back out of nowhere, talking about, hey, can we fly you out tomorrow, right? And I'm like, fuck, man. Because, you know, you ain't really supposed to be flying and shit like that when you got blood clots. That's how Heavy D passed away, for those who don't know, right? He passed away because he had blood clots, and when you go on a long ride or a plane ride or shit like that, it can cause your shit to fuck up. So my doctor told me not to go, so it's fucked up everything for me, man. Like, you know, I was it fucked up getting back to youth. It stopped me from getting out to my 14 fans that I still have left. You know what I'm saying?
Like
I could have rocked them. Okay, no. I got about like I'm just fair. 14. I got about like 24 bands, bro, that was ready to see Tone the Chief Rocker and DJ Cody Cole shut the house down. But well, guess what? Tone the Chief Rocker is feeling good now, okay? See, if you're listening, Nick Cannon, if you're listening.
Cannon, shout out.
We ready, dog. I'm feeling a lot better, man. Shout out to Bay and Nick once again, man. Totally Driven Radio, man. That's right, man. 8 likes up. We over here getting on fade mode. That's right, man. Yo, playing this back up. Man, you back on, man. Hell yeah, man. This nigga Usher. I was not really on Usher when he first came out, man. I was a hater when I was a kid, man. Everybody used to love Usher, but I'm not.
He was like a girl.
Yeah.
I did get the shout out to the Tommy Hilfiger beanie. So you remember the little wave cap?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You know what made me finally say, all right, Usher's cool? He started coming out with songs that you just couldn't deny, like that. You remind me of a girl that I was you. That shit was funky, right? And then he came up with that. You don't have to go. By the time he came up with that, I was like, okay, Usher's dope. He's dope. Like, my opinion really matters. By the time he dropped that Confessions album, everybody was on that shit.
Hey, can you go to, you trying to go kill us right now?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. You know what I made today? I made some garlic, I made some pasta with some shrimp and some sausage in it, right? And all I did was, I did it like I was making some spaghetti. Now, the way I make my spaghetti is, I put, like, some spaghetti noodles in the water. I threw, like, some garlic salt, like, Larry's garlic salt, a whole bunch of onion, a whole bunch of garlic powder, some basil, some olive oil, and some booyah, a little bit of booyah, right? Yeah. Let that and noodles sit in there, and I do the noodles in there, take the noodles out, fry, do the scrimps, right? I made the garlic butter with some, I can't believe it's not butter, right? A whole bunch of scoops of that, right? Like, 3 scoops of that.
Uh-huh.
Put a whole bunch of onion, no, garlic powder in that, and put a whole bunch of basil in that, right? Melted a little bit. Stir it up, mm-hmm. Becomes garlic butter. Pour that in there with the saute the scrimps up in that, right?
Okay.
Make some more of that type of garlic butter. Again, scoops to the, I can't believe it's not butter. Whole shitload of garlic powder, basil. Put the basil all up in there.
Basil,
melt that up. Some garlic butter. Your ghetto garlic butter. I know my Italian, but geez, I made the bae. Nick's probably like, fuck out of here. Like, but ghetto black man's butter, garlic butter, that's how you do it, right? Make that. Rub the noodles and all that other shit all around in it, and then just mix it all up in it. You know what I'm saying? It's simple and bomb. Trust me. You feel me? I used to do that when I would run out of spaghetti sauce. That's how I came up with it. I ran out of spaghetti sauce.
Oh, that's where I was trying to think of it. I think me, you, and my homeboy, remember Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my homie Brian in Florida. I'm from Florida. We all went to go eat shrimp.
Yeah.
I'm about to go there right now, my boy.
Kill a shrimp.
You remember that day, though? It was me, you, and the
I do want to go, man, but...
Shout out to Brian.
I ain't going over there, man.
Let me talk to him. Brian. Okay, yeah. He was out here. He was talking about the little swinger party. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Ah, man. Shout out to the Hudson's lifestyle.
Really, though, man.
Lifestyle of pleasure.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, shit.
So where are we at, man?
Oh, I get really interrupted.
Really, though.
Oh, break the window.
Really, though.
The window.
Oh, shit.
Man.
Yeah, man. Well, you know what? Fuck that, man.
We got a walk-in special guest right here.
We keep it real, A-Flight. Check this out. Almost, yeah, we live right now. We're totally driven. A Flight Up.
Hey, bro.
What up? What's going on? Special guest? Special random walk up guest?
Nothing.
You just chilling?
Yeah.
All right. Well, make sure our daughter doesn't run out in the street and get mangled horribly. So, make sure you got an eye on it. Okay, good. Get out. Okay, well, we'll get back to you after this message and all. Ladies and gentlemen, Rue, get the fuck out of here. Talking about some yogurt leg. Get the fuck out of here. You better go in there and eat some fucking peanut butter jelly sandwich if you want something sweet. Coming out here, interrupting my goddamn show, interrupting 8 Flights Up, totally driven style. That ain't how to. You better get on out of here.
Can you end the radio show?
No, can't do that.
Y'all got people addicted like that?
Like that. Man, now I almost do want to go to Killer Shrimp. I ain't even hungry. I just sit there like the homeboy did last time. Remember when he went? He didn't eat nothing. He was just like, I'll get a couple of them scrimps, though. Okay?
Yeah.
He didn't get none of your scrimps. He got my scrimps. I'm like, nigga, why don't you ask your homeboy for his scrimps? Nigga, you don't even know me. Why are you asking for my shrimp? Nigga, if you do not know me, why are you asking for my shrimp?
He, why you take the homie shrimp, man? BP got a.
That's why I was like, look, I gave him a shrimp, and I didn't give him a shrimp half. I was just like, here, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, we work for them shrimp.
You know? He said, we don't work for them shrimp. Okay, we work for them.
But
they do.
$9.99.
You ain't messing
with like what 20 shrimp? Oh my, bread and some. It's amazing,
man.
Yeah,
that sounds amazing, man.
You probably about to get out of here though, man.
All right, man. Well, yo, man. I want to thank you, man, for joining me, man. Thanks for. Rocking with me live.
I've never been live.
Man, you live, man. You live in the band. How can my listener find you, man? You cool mug. Maybe my listener might want to just invoke, holler at a cool brother like yourself.
The studio, everything cracking, dance, production, film, photography, everything. But you can find me at Black Roman God. On Instagram.
Black Roman God.
Man,
that needs to be a movie.
You can also find me at ThighWeekendWarriors.com.
Okay.
That's the crew. You know, we do crazy little Vine skits, Instagram skits, you know, all the little social media things. That's where you can find me at, man, at Black Roman God. Mm-hmm. That's just live. You said we out in Philly right now, or are we out
here? Yeah, we're like, totally driven. We're everywhere, man. We're on Jupiter right now, bro.
We on Jupiter right now. I think, and you know, my homeboy just texted me. He said, I hear y'all. He said, hey, I'm listening in.
That's right.
Shout out to Sean Dawg, Sean Diesel Lee.
Yeah. But y'all, like I said, catch me on the after party, man. After hours. A flight's up, man. I'm trying to get it on Facebook. I'm going to get it on SoundCloud. It don't stop right here, man. Catch us in a little bit, man. But y'all.
Yeah. Younger
Man. OG Juice Money, I want to thank you, man.
Sponsor us, Younger Man. We about to go eat some Younger Man.
That's right. Killer Shrimp style, man.
Awesome.
All right. Well, for sure, man. Peace. I don't really know how to end the show, man. I'm going to try to do it just like this, though. Hey, Fly Sharp. Peace. Bray and Nick, good looking out.
Small. Blazy Top, B-double-O-T-Y, shake a bag, and we're gone.